Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama. Hey, Cool Mamas, this is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 52 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hello, lady. How are you feeling today? Well, I hope that you are well and feeling good from the inside out. Let's go ahead and get into today's Cool Mama check-in. If this is your first time tuning in, the Cool Mama check-in is just a moment for me to pause, just to check in with myself. And as I check in with myself, I'm sharing with you how I'm doing and what's going on with me. And my hope is that you will pause and take some time to yourself to see how you're feeling and what's going on with you so that you can always be in tune with yourself and how you are feeling. Well, currently, as I am speaking, my voice sounds a hot mess. I'm still dealing with the remnants of this little virus. No more symptoms other than the little bit of problems that I'm having with my speaking voice, which sucks for recording a podcast, but here we are. other than that, I'm doing good. I ended the first semester back to college, and It just went so well. I didn't receive an A in one class. I got a B, but it's totally fine. I know what to do going forward. And in my second class, I did receive an A. So I'm cool with that. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the progress that I made. And I'm excited to continue on. As tired as I am, I'm still excited to continue on and to move on to the next phase of this journey that I have decided to take and to continue and to do what it is that God has told me to do. So school, I got like a week off from school before summer classes start. I'm not super excited about it just being a week, but I'm going to utilize that week, take some time to clean up this house the way that I need to, because some things have fallen behind. I'm glad that my boys do have chores that they keep up on, so the house isn't a complete mess. But is, of course, you know how we are as moms, is not where we want it to be completely. And, you know, some things had to fall by the wayside a little bit each week until I can get to it, because I'm in school. I got a full-time job. I have all of the things going on. So I'm excited to have just a little bit of break so that I can get back into doing the things that can make sure that my home is in order. And as I start these next two classes, actually three classes, you know, I'll be ready mentally, because, you know, when you have a organized, clean space, it makes a huge difference. And other than that, that's all that's going on with me. Just trying to just keep up with myself, the boys, my husband, and, you know, doing the best that I can. So I'm doing good, and I hope that you are doing good too. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, as we discussed on the last episode, where we talked about how moms can prioritize their mental health. And we're going to continue our conversation on mental health and how it affects moms. That's what we're going to do for the month of May here on the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, just to make sure that you are aware of things that may be happening with you that you didn't know was a thing that you needed to pay attention to. Because as moms, we deal with a lot. We have a load that we are constantly carrying for ourselves and everybody else. So May will be used used here on the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast to focus on those things that have to do with mental health. So today specifically, I want to talk to you about mom anxiety. Did you know that mom anxiety is in its own category, like separate from general anxiety? It's actually something that I didn't know was separate. I mean, I knew it was a thing for me, but I didn't know it was something like that was considered separate from general anxiety. And it's something that I know I've always felt, but I never labeled it as anxiety. I would generally label it as, you know, overwhelm, exhaustion, or being overstimulated. But I did a little research because I was curious, because I know anxiety is something that I deal with as a mom. And I got curious and I wanted to do some research and share it with you guys. And what I found is that there are different categories of mom anxiety, depending on the season of motherhood that you are currently in. Mom anxiety is in a league of its own. It's in a league of its own. And if you're a mom, you already know. You already know why it's in a league of its own. And the reality is that moms are under a great deal of pressure. We are under a great deal of pressure all the time on a daily basis. And we are feeling it, feeling it strong. And I believe it's important that we are aware of it first, without trying to appear like we are just strong and unfazed by it, because it's important that we're honest, like we talked about in the last episode. And secondly, we need to know what solutions, short-term or long-term, are available to us so that we can use our resources in a way that'll help us to reduce our anxiety and to just be well. For me personally, mom anxiety is very real. There are those moments in my life when something may be going on with one of my sons and I lose sleep. I'm going to be honest with you. I lose sleep. And I'm sure that there are a lot of moms out there who can relate, especially when they're teenagers and or about to be teenagers and things are just changing. Or if I, you know, sometimes I feel slightly panicked or I feel uneasy, which affects my mental state and sometimes my physical state, because, you know, what affects you mentally eventually affects you physically if you do not address the situation. So finding different ways to cope with my anxiety or mom anxiety has been pivotal for me and my motherhood journey. And the older that my children have gotten, the more anxiety presents itself. So I had to do something to ease my anxiety as much as I could. And while our children may be different, while we may be different as moms, as women, I feel as though mom anxiety is something that if not all, most moms deal with on some level, and we can relate. So don't feel ashamed. Do not feel guilty. If you are currently dealing with anxious thoughts when it comes to motherhood, I want you to remember that it will be okay and God is with you. I know it doesn't feel like that right now, but it will be okay. Okay, so just remember that you are not alone. And to help prove that you are not alone, I did a little research like I told you, and I came across a really good article that talks about mom anxiety specifically. And the article that I'll be referencing today is called Three Types of Mom Anxiety and How to Deal with It. And it's by Haley Wilds. And I will place the link for the article in the show notes for this episode so that you can dig a little deeper into the article, because I won't be reading every single thing, but I'll be reading the main points and expounding on those points. I just want to make sure that we go over these things, because I think that it could be missed, and sometimes we aren't aware that this isn't just because it's just me and my situation. It's because these things do come with motherhood. And if you aren't talking to other moms, or if you aren't listening to content that helps you to understand that this is a thing. You will likely feel as if you are alone, and you will likely feel isolated. So I think that it's important for us to, you know, go over things like these and research topics like these on our own so that we understand what things moms in general go through so that we do not feel alone. And I do feel as though this article is a great place to start when trying to understand and familiarize yourself with mom anxiety in general, if it's the first time that you've even heard about it being a thing. So in other words, the research and the resources, it won't stop here. It's a good place to start. The article is a good place to start, but we're not just going to stop here. We're going to get a solid understanding of what it is, how it affects us as moms. And then we're going to keep the research going, because that's why I love the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, because I'm going to do the research for you if you don't feel like it, if you don't have the time. I do feel like it's important that we share with each other as we learn. So let's go ahead and get into the main topics of this article. So first, I want to go over what the article says. It's the tough questions that moms are faced with, which pretty much causes the anxiety, because we have like tons of things on our mind all the time. It's like it doesn't stop. We go to sleep with these things in our mind. I don't know about you. Sometimes my sleep is disrupted because of the heaviness of feeling all of the thoughts and trying to figure it out and all of those things. So these tough questions may sound familiar to you. This may be something, I'm sure you'll be able to choose at least two or three of these that you're like, yep, that's me. That's something that goes through my mind. So I'm going to go ahead and get into these here. Am I a good mom? Should I stay home? Should I go back to work? Am I too distracted? Should I use daycare? Will we have enough money? Is my child healthy enough, active enough, eating enough? Will my child be safe at school? Am I giving my child enough attention? Am I giving my child too much attention? Are other moms doing a better job than me? Am I parenting well? Is my child getting coddled? Am I too hard on my child? Should I have another baby? These are questions that are so widespread that it's interesting, like, how many different categories they can fall into. So I hope that with hearing these, if you heard something that sounds familiar to you, you're like, oh my God, it's not just me. I'm thinking about that all the time. For me, I pretty much most of them at some point in my motherhood journey, I have thought of all of these. Am I too distracted with everything else? That's been something for me, like with school, as important as this is to me, and not just me, but my children and my family, doing what God has called me to do. Sometimes I'm wondering, am I too distracted? Is this going to affect my family in a negative way? I think about things like that. I'm sure that will we have enough money always or frequently comes up for many of us as moms. Should I stay at home? That I have thought about that many times, and being a working mom is difficult. It's not easy. And you wonder if you're giving your child enough attention. Even when you are, you're like, is it enough? So those are just some of the tough questions that the article mentioned. And there are many more. And I'm sure that, you know, there's only so much that we can fit into one article or one podcast episode, but just those few things, at least I hope it helps you to realize that you're not alone. So let's go ahead and get into common symptoms of mom anxiety. Okay, persistent worry about your child's well-being, constantly questioning whether you're a good mom, chronic sleep issues, we just talked about that, issues with appetite and eating, feeling judged or mom shamed, persistent feelings of guilt, sadness, fear, regularly consulting Dr. Google. I'm laughing because it's me. I'm that mom, and I'm sure you're probably that mom too. Avoiding social situations, consistently feeling not good enough, regularly feeling overwhelmed. Many of these I can relate to, many of these. And if you've dealt with mom anxiety, I'm sure that you've dealt with many of these symptoms as well. One of the ones that comes up for me often is constantly not feeling good enough. As much as people tell me I'm a good mom, as much as my children tell me I'm a good mom, that thought constantly comes up. Me not feeling good enough and, you know, feeling like I should have done more. I wish I could have done more or, you know, just things like that. And it's definitely something that I have taken to the Lord in prayer. And it's something that I know isn't true, but it is an anxious thought that pops up every once in a while. And the regularly feeling overwhelmed, it's a thing. I think most moms, if not all moms, regularly feel overwhelmed. I feel like it just comes with it, unfortunately. But, you know, if you're just out here trying to do your best, trying to give your children everything that they need, I just feel like you're going to feel overwhelmed at some point, as uncomfortable as it is. But it's always good to know what we can do to help that. And for all of these symptoms, and I'll get into that when we get further into the article. So next, let's talk about the different types of mom anxiety. So I'm just going to go through, just list the different types. And if you want to learn more specifically about the type of mom anxiety, or if you want to read them all, and there are three of them actually, like I said, I will put the link to the article in the show notes for you to go ahead and read the article for yourself so that you can get a little bit more information. Okay, so the first is new mom anxiety. Second is stay-at-home mom anxiety. Next is working mom anxiety. Working mom anxiety is the one that I have always been able to relate to. And the new mom anxiety. The stay home mom anxiety was something that I dealt with more so when my children were babies. And I was just at home for a little while before I went back to work. But that didn't last too long for me to truly understand what that was like. But I can relate to the new mom anxiety and the working mom anxiety. And there is one type of anxiety that's not mentioned in this article that I just want to make sure is highlighted before we move on. And that is Black mom anxiety. That's a whole other episode in itself. If you're a Black mom, you understand why. Or if you aren't a Black mom and you have heard about the struggles, then I will hope that you will understand why as well. So while all moms, while we can relate in most areas of motherhood, regardless of our skin color, the reality is, as Black moms, we have an extra layer of anxiety that can't be ignored. There are many layers to that conversation that I will save for another episode, another day. But I wanted to make sure that I at least mentioned it, because Black moms are often dismissed and misunderstood in the area of motherhood. And when it comes to, I feel like, mom anxiety as well, for many reasons. So I at least wanted to highlight it here. And I do feel like there may be other types of mom anxiety as well, that just haven't been discovered yet to give the language to it. But these are a good place to start. I feel like those are the major categories of types of mom anxiety. So now let's get into how to cope with mom anxiety. I love this part of the article. So the first here is strengthen your social network. And this helps you to know that you are not alone when you connect with other moms, and that can be online or and or in person. And I think that this is so important and should not be overlooked. I know sometimes we feel like we are alone and no one will understand, but I think if you find a community of moms that you can relate to, you will realize that you are not alone. And listening to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, I do feel is a great way to strengthen your social support network. The platform will eventually expand into a more interactive community, but I do consider you moms a part of my community, because I'm sharing with you the things that I deal with as a mom, and to know from those that listen that you do also relate in a lot of the areas that I talk about lets me know that I'm not alone, and it makes me happy to share, to know that it's helping you to know that you're not alone. So social network, social support network is important when it comes to mom anxiety. Second is practice muscle relaxation. This is, you know, what's crazy is, in a good way, I read this in this article, and I was also listening to Gia Pepper's podcast today after I had researched this article and found this article. And she, in her podcast, she interviewed Dr. Anita Phillips. And Dr. Anita was speaking of progressive muscle relaxation, which is one of the muscle relaxation practices that was listed in this article. And I was like, oh, if I heard this twice, and this is the first time that I'm hearing about it, this obviously is something that I need to hear about. And I'm excited to share it with you if it's not something that you're familiar with yet. So I'm going to read you what it says in the article here. And of course, Google some more if you like. I actually followed the demonstration that Dr. Anita gave on the podcast, on Gia Pepper's podcast. I think it's Healed Girl Air is the name of the podcast. And it really helped. This muscle, progressive muscle relaxation really helped. So I can say that I will suggest this. Let me give you a brief explanation of what that is. It says, while seated or lying down, progressively tighten and release your muscles, moving from top to bottom. So one muscle group at a time. So for instance, like you could start with your arms, and tighten your muscles there. You could start with your calf muscles. You could start with your feet, your thighs, you know, just doing different muscle areas and tightening them up, and then releasing really fast. And then it says here, repeat the process until you feel more relaxed. It helped me significantly. So definitely give that a try. And the second here says body scan. While laying down at bedtime, close your eyes and conduct an internal scan of your body. Scan your body from head to toe. When you discover muscle tension, take a second to actively relax those muscles and then continue. It can help to practice deep breathing during this process. I like to, it says in the article, I like to visualize the laser scanning my body, trying to detect tension. I think that that's an awesome idea. I think I'm going to try that today. And lastly, it says engage in quick bursts of creative mindfulness. And we just talked about that in the last episode. So painting, drawing, and another new idea that I did not know about here is sensory glittery jar. I love this. I'm going to try this. So click the link in the bio, not in the bio, in the show notes. Click the link and see, there's a link to how to create a glittery jar and try that out. And I love like colors and things like that. So I think that that would be something that I can keep around me when I'm feeling anxious as well. So I wanted to add two more ways to cope with anxiety that were not mentioned in the article that I have personally incorporated into my life. One is deep breathing exercises. It did mention deep breathing during the process of the body scan. But I like to do deep breathing exercises on its own. And I think the best way to do this, if you're not familiar, is to Google deep breathing exercise techniques. And there are so many different techniques that you can use. I love it. And it has proven to relieve stress and relax your body. It's become one of my personal reset buttons. I love it. It's everything, especially in those times of motherhood when I'm feeling anxious and overwhelmed. And lastly, what I want to share is prayer. Now, you already know, you knew I had to include prayer as the ultimate resource here. So I want to go over a scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The reality is, when we truly live by the scripture, anxiety would not be something we are constantly dealing with in our lives. We must pray before we even allow ourselves to get anxious and remain close to God even after we pray. Remind ourselves of His promises. The promise that's stated in this scripture is when we pray, we humbly ask God for what we need. That's the supplication. We thank Him for what He has done already and what He is going to do. That's the thanksgiving. And then we will receive God's peace that surpasses all understanding, and our hearts and minds will be guarded in Christ Jesus. The key word is will. Like, these things will happen when we do what we're instructed to do in the beginning of the scripture. And so the key here is to remember that the problems in motherhood will come, but when we focus on God and let Him know what our needs are, while He is working it all out, He will still keep our hearts and minds in peace. So what I would like to suggest is writing this scripture down, make it a screensaver, put it everywhere as a quick reminder for you when you feel anxious. And when those thoughts come up about motherhood and everything else, and it just starts brewing in your mind, have that scripture or any other scripture that motivates you to rely on God available to you so that you can see it when you need to see it, so that it can help you in those moments when you're feeling anxious. God can handle it much better than you can. And there's no substitution for His love, for His care, and His wisdom. Start with God always. My hope is that after listening to this episode, you feel seen and you feel a sense of relief to know that there are valuable solutions available to you that can help any anxiety you may be dealing with as a mom. Please share this episode with another mom that you love, and also, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening. This can help make this podcast reach more moms who are in need of some extra encouragement. If you've made it to the end of the episode, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I love you, ladies. And until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. I love you. Bye-bye.